If a little child, say, is banging his feet on the floor, what would you tell him?
Banging his feet on the floor?
Let's say he's standing up and just bumping away.
Well, I would say he was stomping. I'd say he was stomping. Yeah. Sometimes they do that, the little monkeys, when they get mad. Yeah. They stand and stomp their feet. You've probably seen that happen.
I've seen pet skunks do that. It's the strangest thing.
Well,
those little bitty skunks just bang on the floor or on the ground.
Well, I declare. Well, I've never had any experience with a pet skunk. Yeah. They do make wonderful pets, though, they tell me.
Well, I've seen several. I've always wanted one. I don't think I'll ever get one now.
Well, they tell me that they make wonderful pets.
Excellent mousers.
Yeah, that's right.
And very clean little animals.
Yeah.
They say they're better than cats, actually. But
yes, they could be.
Not quite as popular.
That's right, not quite as popular. That's right.
If there were something that you didn't want someone to touch and you saw a child around just about to touch it, what would you tell him? Or if you just saw the child around there?
Well, I don't know. I might, I don't know just exactly what I might say to him, but I believe I'd ask him to not bother. Or you mustn't bother that and try to press on them that they weren't supposed to be a monkey with it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that's just like pouring water off a duck's back. Don't sink in and have any effect. You tell a child he can't have something, and that's the very identical thing that he wants.
Oh, yes.
Now, you betcha. I've seen that happen a lot of times.
Well, I see it happen with two little girls. Well.